Hi, and welcome to Sharples Radio Special Edition Podcast.
Our first ever podcast.
I'm Zach S.
And I'm Mrs. Smith. And on this first
Special Edition Podcast, we have so much to share about our Black History Month, where we will discuss about black heroes. We're also talking about World Mental Health Day and why it is positive. And we also have two Year 7 students discussing their first half term at Sharples.
But firstly, myself and Zach are going to be discussing this huge, exciting new project, the Sharples Radio.
This won't be the first time Sharples School has had a radio station. And for some of the relatives of our current pupils out there, you might remember the radio. In fact, some of the teachers who were once students here remember the radio.
Yes, Miss Kirk has told me how with her friends at school, they would love listening to the radio at lunch times because it used to play all the latest music. Oh, and she did also mention that she would roll her eyes at the bad jokes that sometimes featured on the radio.
So we need to improve on the jokes then.
Definitely. Yes, because can you imagine Miss Kirk's eye roll if we don't?
I can. I heard a rumour that Mr. Poole and Mr. Foster used to make up dance moves on the yard when the radio was on.
I do not know who could have made up that rumour.
Really?
But I did also hear that Mr. Foster practices moves to the music because he wanted to audition for Westlife.
Who are Westlife?
A boy band from some time ago, sort of thing, One Direction meets BTS.
Ah, okay.
So, many moons ago, the school had this radio station with student DJs sharing school news, blasting out music into the canteen and onto the yards, annoying the neighbours, so I'm told, every lunchtime. And we want to do that again.
What, annoy the neighbours?
No, that's not our intention. We want to revive Sharples Radio, but bring it into a new era. Make it bigger, make it better, create a range of media opportunities for our students, and of course, listen to some great music.
So, Mrs. Smith, how did you get involved in this project?
So last school year, Miss Molyneux received an email from two past students and she passed their message on to me. It was from Lawrence and Nikhil, who were the last DJs to present on Sharples Radio. Lawrence was in year 11 12 years ago and Nikhil left 10 years ago. In their email, they asked if we still had the radio and if so, could they come and see it? I think they were like chasing nostalgia of the happy times at Sharples School. Well, of course, the radio station had folded when Nikhil had left. No other students were as committed as they were. And talk about committed, instead of leaving it there, they have offered to come into school and help us to get the station back up and running. But it isn't that easy. The software back then was on a dinosaur PC. Windows XP, I think.
Windows XP? I wasn't even born when that was a thing.
Well, anyway, Lawrence and Nikhil came into school in the summer term and we went into the radio room to discover that some of the equipment had been moved, some's missing, possibly thrown out, deemed as old and irrelevant and unusable. I suppose it is pretty old in IT terms, but on the plus side, that means that we do need to get some new tech, some up-to-date software and some up-to-date hardware, and that's what we're going to do. So, with help from Lawrence and Nikhil, who both studied media after they left Sharples, we're currently looking for the best options, and we're hopefully, by the end of this term, we'll be able to go live at lunchtime.
Amazing. I cannot wait.
So, Zach, when Lawrence and Nikhil came in a few weeks ago to test the speakers, how was that?
It was great to meet them. We discussed their past within the Sharples radio, and we also took a group selfie. Eventually, I went up to the radio box and their face lit up with joy over their past memories with Sharples Radio. Eventually, Lawrence played music through the speakers that are in the canteen and around the outside of school. And we all had a dance in the Year 9 zone. Even Miss Molyneux, and of course, started to sing. It was epic.
Ah, oh, head teachers singing and dancing to the school radio seems to be a common occurrence. Mr. Savage told me that former head teacher Miss Quinnell used to sing and dance in the yard too. So what else have you been organising as president of Sharples Radio?
At the start of term, we opened applications from all year groups for students to join the radio team. Then we interviewed where we came out with the successful applicants of Aisha P, our radio secretary, or my PA as I like to call her. We also have Isabel S, Emily W, Asia A, Darcy E, Marcy H, Mariam, Miles HT, Amira V, Kobe B, Tabitha G, Isaac H and Kobe S. Wow, that was a long list. Well, Mrs. Smith, what are your plans for the future of Sharples Radio?
Well, I am excited about all of the opportunities that this radio station is going to bring to our students. I've already got plans for the radio team to visit and learn from other radio stations. With my teacher head on, I just keep bursting with ideas for the educational benefits of our station. We can make radio shows and podcasts to enhance learning and revision. We could have subject area takeover station days, where we could play songs related to the subject. Departments and student ambassadors could make podcasts on key knowledge, or we could have debates like in history it might be who was the better leader, Abraham Lincoln or Winston Churchill. I've already asked the new drama teacher, Miss Thompson, to write a radio play. I'm not sure how she felt about that in her first week, but there you go. Seriously though, we have such a diverse staff and student body, we can create podcasts and find out about teachers and students, their unusual and fascinating hobbies and interests. Mr. McCann has already told me that he can create a feature-length radio blog on his pen and post-it note collection.
Really?
Well, what do you think?
Well, Mrs. Smith, my plan is to launch Sharples News in our school radio station, combining the newsletter and radio into one dynamic, informative platform. This will give students a fresh way to stay updated on school events, achievements and opportunities. I'd also like to include segments on student plans, current topics like exam prep and mental health, and media that's relevant to young people's thoughts on trendy music, social issues, and especially what's hot on TikTok and Netflix.
Cool. Oh! And the jingles. I've already spoken to Mrs. Brooke about our students in music creating the Sharples radio jingle. Something like, Radio Sharples. And when Miss Molyneux has information, we could have Miss Molyneux's messages.
Miss, can we leave the jingles to the pupils, please?
Charming. And how about guest speakers? Maybe we could get Miley Cyrus or Beyonce, or comedian Jason Manford.
Or we are more likely to interview comedy genius Mr. Elston.
I like it.
So enough about the plans. We now have Year 7 students, Tabitha and Kobe, reviewing the first half term of Sharples.
Hi, and welcome to Sharples Radio Special Edition Podcast.
Our first ever Year 7 Roundup.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Kobe. And today we're taking a look back at the first half term at Sharples High School.
It's been a busy few weeks. New subjects, new teachers, new friends, and loads of exciting moments.
We'll be chatting about what it's really been like starting secondary school, from lessons and lunchtimes to clubs and confidence.
So, Kobe, let's start with the big question. How's Year 7 been so far?
Honestly, Tabs, it's been exciting and a bit of a rollercoaster. Everyone's adjusting to new routines. There's a real buzz around school.
I agree. The first week was a bit scary. New buildings, new faces. But now it seems like we've been here ages.
And the teachers have been great. They've helped us settle in, explained everything clearly, and made lessons so much fun.
Speaking of lessons, what's been your favourite subject so far?
Mine's English and History. In English, we've been reading stories and writing creatively. In History, we've been learning about the Norman Conquest. It's really helped me build my confidence.
I'd say science. We've done experiments, learned about cells, and even used microscopes. It feels very grown up.
And don't forget PE, football, dodgeball, and even some indoor athletics. The sports hall is massive!
What about lunchtimes? That's been a big change too.
Definitely. The canteen's got loads of options, and I've already found my favourite table with my mates.
I've loved exploring the school grounds. The Year 7 zone is a great place to hang out. And the library's been packed with people, reading and relaxing.
And the clubs! There's something for everyone! Drama, anime, 3D printing, even podcasting like this!
Yeah, it's been great to see people trying new things and getting involved.
So, Tabs, what one moment has really stood out for you this half term?
Probably the first time I answered a question in assembly. I was nervous, but afterwards I felt proud, like I'd properly joined the Sharples community.
That's awesome. For me, it was joining the radio team. I didn't think I'd get in, but now we're here, making this podcast.
And we've made loads of new friends along the way. Everyone's been really welcoming.
Yeah, it's like we're building our own little Year 7 family.
So, what's next for Year 7?
More learning, more fun, and more chances to shine. We've got trips coming up, theme days, and loads of exciting projects.
And we'll keep sharing our journey right here on Sharples Radio.
So stay tuned, you're listening to Sharples Radio.
Special edition, Year 7 half-term highlights.
Hi, my name is Darcy E.
And I'm Miles HT.
We're here to talk to you about
Black History Month and some black heroes.
Black History Month is celebrated annually around the world in October, marking black history, culture and achievements. This is a significant month to understand the impact of discrimination. There are so many people of different races who made a change for today.
One of many was Rosa Parks, an American civil rights activist who changed several lives. She refused to give up her seat to a white woman, as people of colour had to do so. This act of defence left the Montgomery bus boycott, a city-wide protest in which African Americans refused to ride the buses. This boycott lasted 381 days, severely impacting the bus services and drawing national attention.
Next up is Martin Luther King Jr., an American Baptist minister, civil rights activist and a political philosopher, who was the leader of the civil rights movement. He was famous for making equality and justice for black people through non-violent protest and contributing as one of the leaders for Montgomery bus boycott. He is best known for his 1963 I Have a Dream speech, which helped lead landmark civil rights legislation. His work earned him the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 and a national holiday in his honour.
Harriet Tubman, a famous social activist, was known for escaping slavery and becoming a leading conductor on the Underground Railroad, guiding around 70 people to freedom. She also served as an armed scout spy and nurse for the Union Army during the Civil War, including a raid that freed over 700 enslaved people and was later a women's suffrage activist. These people's visions was not fully realised in their lifetime, but their powerful legacy of non-violent resistance remains.
Thank you all for listening to the amazing stories of some of our black heroes, and I hope you all have learned something. And also, thank you, Miles, for joining me to discuss how important Black History Month is and some important heroes who have changed the way we live today.
Thank you, Darcy, and thank you for listening.
Hello, and welcome to Sharples Special Edition Podcast. I'm Amira.
And I'm Isabel. And today we are so excited to be with you for a very special podcast celebrating Mental Health Awareness Week 2025.
That's right. This year the theme is all about the power of community. It's a reminder that none of us truly alone and that our connections with others are vital for our well-being.
And it's something we need to be talking about on this podcast. But with this official theme, it feels like the perfect moment to dive deeper. So, Amira, when you hear the word community, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
For me, it's not just physical place or a group of people, it's the feeling of safety, of belonging, like when you walk into a space or a digital chat room, even, and you feel seen and accepted for who you are.
Exactly, and that feeling of acceptance is so crucial. And I think many of us have experienced both sides of that coin. Remember during lockdown, how important those online communities became? People were hosting virtual pub quizzes, book clubs, anything to feel connected.
Definitely. It showed us that community can be built anywhere, not just in person, but it also highlighted the loneliness many people felt when those face-to-face interactions were taken away. It really drove home how much we need each other.
So, let's talk about some of our own experiences. I remember when I was going through a tough time, I found a running club. I wasn't a runner at all, but the encouragement and shared struggle of our training for a local 5K created such a strong bond. It wasn't just about the running, it was about the support and the conversations we had along the way.
That's beautiful. It's a perfect example of how a community can provide purpose. For me, I was a volunteer group I joined. We helped older people with their gardening. The work itself was great, but the real benefit was the conversations. Hearing their life stories, sharing a cup of tea, it really grounded me. It put my own struggles into perspective and reminded me of the good that's still out there.
What both of us are describing are examples of what mental health foundations talk about. The idea that strong connections with others help us thrive. But it's not always easy to find or build these communities.
That's true. So for anyone listening who might be feeling isolated, what's a small, manageable step they could take this week?
Start small. You don't have to join a huge organisation or throw a big party. Maybe it's just sending a text to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while. Or, if you're brave, asking a friend if they want to grab a drink or some food outside of school.
And remember, online communities are just as valid. Find a forum for a hobby you love, whether it's gaming, reading, or a specific film series. Engaging with people who share your passions can be a huge step towards feeling connected.
A perfect note to end on, Amira. Thank you for sharing your thoughts today.
And thank you, Isabel, and thank you all for listening.
You've been listening to Sharples Radio. Tune in to our next edition.